What would you be thinking about if she develops disease progression? And how do you approach patients once they've gotten beyond anthracycline, taxanes, and platinums with triple negative disease?
Well, so I would say in her case, you know, she relapsed so quickly after anthracycline, taxanes, I probably would not go to them next. But in a patient who's a couple years out, I do go back to first-line taxanes or second-line taxanes. And I use liposomal doxorubicin in these patients. I think, you know, the next line in this setting for this particular patient off trial would probably be eribulin, you know, based on the phase 3 study of eribulin versus capecitabine that suggested general equivalence of the two, but in the triple negative subset, some suggestion that eribulin may outperform capecitabine. You know, I think one of the issues with stage 4 is, you know, the goals of therapy, of course, are, you know, disease control and tolerability, and they're equal. And so I think it depends in part on patient, you know, what kind of symptoms they have. You know, so if she has neuropathy, and this particular patient does not, but many of my patients after a taxane do have residual neuropathy, and, you know, I probably would go to capecitabine before eribulin if they already have some neuropathy. So I think we have to take into account the presentation of the patient and what their other symptoms might be. In addition, whether they want to lose their hair or whether they prefer an oral regimen as they're trying to get used to having an incurable disease.
In this lady, given the fact that she doesn't have neuropathy and you mentioned eribulin, what would you be expecting in terms of likelihood of benefit or response and also tolerability issues?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think if you take all comers in triple negative disease, you know, the response is a real occurrence, but it is rare. I would say probably in this patient with what feels like primary chemotherapy resistant disease, I wouldn't have very high hopes. I would probably be hoping for disease control or clinical benefit in her rather than response. You know, the toxicity issues are, you know, neuropathy, myelosuppression, the usual that go along with that. I have to say in this patient, we have a strategy for patients like this. We have a, you know, this is where I would go to our pembrolizumab study, which is open right now and that I put a lot of these patients on. I think one of the things that we may be learning from Keynote is that if you're going to use an immune checkpoint inhibitor, which at this point is obviously on trial, you might be better off doing it earlier rather than later.